First, I wanted to know about a couple of things about your childhood. What did your parents do for a living?
My father was a farmer. We had tobacco crops. We had raised animals, hogs, cows, corn, even back then, cotton. But we lived on a farm, and he had tenant farmers, and we were typical country people.
So, did you and your siblings go to school?
Yes. We had a group, excuse me, it wasn't a community school. It was a little country school, I would say, by today's standards, a very country school, but in Lucama. And we went from first grade through 11. We only had 11 years of school. But we all three went there. The year I finished college here, my sister started the first grade there, and my brother finished high school there.
Okay.
So we were kind of spread out. But mother and dad were both on the school boards, and they were community-oriented people. Dad was a county commissioner for a lot of years for the county, and mother in home demonstration work, and so we had a wonderful childhood, a wonderful bringing up.
Great.
Yeah.
So education was important in
your
family.
Very much so, yes. In fact, we were one of, I think my brother and I were probably among the first of our friends who had any access to reference books. As I remember, my mother bought us our first Lincoln Library. Have you ever heard of that?
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-volume book, but we had the Lincoln Library to refer to. We thought we were really something, because we could look up things there that other kids couldn't. So, yeah.
So, through high school, were you thinking about college?
I don't think I ever stopped thinking about it, because there would be references made to when you finish high school. It was not like high school was the end of education. It was just a step. I don't remember mother and dad ever acting like we would not go to college. So it was a matter of where, but no, it was just always just sort of understood that they wanted us to go to college. And so I have no recollection of any one time that came up and we discussed it. It just seemed to be understood.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mother was president of the PTA, and so
there was this
always
unspoken.
Very good friends with our teachers, and so we got told on if we did the wrong. But no, our schooling was very, very pleasant.
Okay.
Yes.
Now I'm wondering, you mentioned that you were the first among your friends to have reference books.
Mm-hmm.
In high school, were any of your peers also considering college?
Yes. In fact, in my class, well, when we were in the fifth grade, there were three of us. They said because we were ahead of the class, I think it's because classes were full, that they decided we were bored and we should not be in the fifth grade, we should be in the sixth grade. So we skipped the fifth grade, except for one friend whose parents wouldn't let him. But another girl and I did skip the fifth grade, and she ended up graduating here the same year I did. And the young man went on to med school and whatnot, so. And with only 11 years of school, then I was out of high school at 15. And I was out of college here before my 20th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So there were other, in my graduating class, I think there were probably only about four or five, there were 30 of us, 31. think only about four or five who really went on to a college or a university. There might have been a couple who took a business course, but not very many of them, because it's a farming community, and particularly the boys, most of them would stick with the farm and so on. So,
now, among your siblings, did any of the other ones go on to college?
Oh, definitely. My brother is a graduate from North Carolina State and got his doctorate at the University of Wisconsin. My sister graduated in music from Meredith College in Raleigh, North Carolina. So they didn't stop with me.
Got my master's here.
Oh, that's right. You did get your master's here at UC, didn't you?
Oh, excellent. Mm-hmm. So what made you choose ECU?
Well, I think one of the big things...
Sorry, I called it by the wrong name.
Yeah, ECTC.
There we go.
Yeah. But probably financial reasons as much as anything, but it was not far from home. I wanted to teach school, and this was a teacher's college at the time. We only had 1,100 students here, 1,100 and something, and only about 100 of those were boys, so it was a girls' school, and it just seemed the right thing to, it just seemed the right place, and they had what they called high school day, and our senior class, those who were interested, came on a school bus, and there were high schools from all over the state, I guess, who were invited, because we weren't the only high school class here that day, but they toured the whole campus, and we got to see all these college students walking around, and I just knew this is where I wanted to be, so there just wasn't much question about the fact that I was going to go to Greenville to school.
What was your first day like when you moved here?
It was exciting. I was very excited to be here, and I can't say it was something that I dreaded leaving home or anything. I was thrilled to death and getting settled in your room, and I was rooming with a girl whom I had met before. We were entirely different personalities, but we got along very well. And I had a room in Cotton Hall and made loads of friends, one of whom was my dear friend through 3 years. We were afraid to room together for fear we wouldn't be as close friends if we lived together till our senior year, and we did room together our senior year. So, but my first day here was, I don't have much recollection of orientation and that sort of thing. Except we did have to meet in the, I was telling her earlier, I can't remember the name of the building, but the word right keeps coming to mind, if it had been an administration building at mm-hmm. one time, because there was a big auditorium there. And I do recall we met there, and then there were no sororities. The boys had a fraternity, but the girls had no sororities, but we had literary societies. And I was an Edgar Allan Poe. There were three. There was Poe and, gosh, now I can't remember the other two even. There was, really, it didn't mean anything. You had a few meetings and did a little charity work or something like that, but it wasn't like living in a sorority, with a sorority is today. And then the YWCA, the Y, was in my freshman year. I got on the Y cabinet, and that was a good experience. And I also got a hall monitor, I don't remember what they called us, but some freshman was appointed. I don't know how they appointed me, but that he hadn't. I was hall captain or something, whatever they called me then. That all just seemed to happen very quickly. Mm-hmm. And you got to meet the Dean of Women. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember meeting Miss Morton for the first time. She'd scare you to death. Oh, but she was a dear lady. She was very sweet. You became very fond of her after a while. So, you know, things just sort of fell into place.
Mm-hmm. Now, on your first day, what was your family's reaction like when they dropped you off?
I don't think they were glad to get rid of me. I really think they were just so proud of the fact that they had a daughter who was going to college. I truly do, because I remember them bringing me and getting all my stuff up into the room. I didn't have much. In fact, I told her yesterday, I can remember coming to school, and I don't know now why I had a trunk, because I didn't have enough to fill the trunk. I remember a green suit with a little fur collar and a couple of skirts and some sweaters. And I think you only had one pair of shoes. But you didn't feel that you were that different from other people. There were a lot who had more than I did. But I don't recall ever feeling that I was underclothed or that I wasn't as good as the rest of them, even though I did come from a rural area and all. So when I really felt it was when I had to take chemistry.
Oh,
and I had never had chemistry in high school even, and the majority of the kids in the class had had high school chemistry, and that was pretty rough.
What other challenges do you remember from adjusting to coming here?
Being homesick. I now admit that I was homesick a portion of the first quarter, because we couldn't go home for the first 6 weeks, I think it was. I should have found my handbook. But I also commented the time I'd get most homesick was in the evening when we go to the dining hall and then you're going back to your room, and I knew just what my family was doing at that time, and so those were the lovely times. But they also the kids today would die at this. When we would leave the dining hall for 1 hour, we went across the building that was in front of Cotton Hall, and I don't remember what it was called now. It was like a gymnasium, or it was a fairly new building back then.
Mm-hmm.
We had a jukebox, and for 1 hour, they played the jukebox and we danced.
That sounds great.
And see, I didn't even know how to dance when I came to school, because we never had dances in our little school. Our junior, senior would be just a dinner. But the girls in the dorm, a lot of them knew how, and so the girls taught me to dance. And for an hour and they were all girl break dances, because there were so few boys and so many girls. So mm-hmm. that helped to bridge that gap of being stressful after dinner when you were homesick.
Did your relationship with your family change over time while you were here?
I think the only change I would say is I began to appreciate them even more, because I did realize the sacrifices they were making to send me to school. And one of the things that I remembered yesterday was my parents came up to visit me in the late fall, just to come up on us, your parents could come and take you out in a car. Other than that, you didn't get into anything with wheels. But they came up for a visit, and my mother had on a beautiful coat. And I was so pleased because she had been able to buy herself a new coat. She commented on it, and she said, "No, honey, it isn't mine. It's Margaret's." Margaret was a very good friend of hers, and Margaret wanted me to look nice today. So, and she did. She looked so pretty in that coat. So I think I did appreciate the sacrifices that they were making to send me to school. Even though tuition was, I think it was $90-some a quarter, and that included my room, my board, my books, my tuition. I had to pay $5 lab fees and $5 activity fee. But that was it. Hmm. My parents told me when I finished college, my brother finished his first year at North Carolina State, that his expenses for the 1 year were almost equivalent to my 4 year expenses.
Wow.
I mean, things that Jan boys belonging to a fraternity and that sort of stuff all counted up.
Mm-hmm.
And heavens knows what my sister's expenses were compared to mine, but it was different.
How do you feel you changed when you went here?
Well, I think I did a lot of maturing. I really do, and I think I became I was a fairly shy person, and I do think I became much more outgoing, and I related to people better, because I was so excited to meet all these new people. So I think that just my relationship with people changed, and my appreciation of people from different areas and different cultures. There weren't a lot of different cultures, but there were a lot of socioeconomic levels that were represented, and you did get an appreciation for that. Well, I became a stronger person. I can't say that I became a better person, because I was not active in any church here in town. But I did work with the Y. And we had Vesper services, and that took the place of church. I felt pretty confident. I developed a lot of self-confidence. Because I also told, for my senior year, I was elected president of the Women's Student Government Association. And I remember so vividly going in, Miss Morton, who was the dean of women, called me down. And she didn't say congratulations for being elected. She said, "Doris, do you think that you're old enough to be president of the Student Government Association?" And I just said, "Yes, ma'am." And it was a good year. We had a real good year, so I did some maturing.
Tell me about graduation day.
That was sad. No, really and truly, I loved school. And you knew that there were a lot of people who had been good friends that you were not going to be seeing again. So I was glad that I was graduating, but at the same time I think there's a sadness to it, because you are severing these relationships that have been really important to you. I've kept up with some of them, and particularly my roommate, the one roommate, and she just passed away this year too, so there's kind of a finality there that mm-hmm. is bound to happen, but get the yearbook out and you have a lot of fond memories of some of those gals that were real good friends.
How do you feel your years here prepared you to be a teacher?
Well, I think they prepared me to be a teacher in that I did student teaching. I think his name was Mr. Walden in the Greenville High School. And my student teaching was in English. And I was young enough when I finished that to go into high school and teach, you could relate to the students pretty well. There wasn't that much difference in some of our ages. But I will admit that I did a lot of studying to teach them after I finished. I was by no means the best informed person, I found out, when it came to taking the book that the state recommended and teaching the children what they were required to learn. I did do a lot of studying those first years. But then I taught in an orphanage. And that was a wonderful experience. I enjoyed being with children. But I taught in a high school, and we were a self-contained community. This orphanage was. You lived on campus, and our school was on campus. We had a hospital, and we had a dairy farm, and a shoe shop, and a sewing room, and kitchen, and the children went to school half day and worked half day. And so you never had problems with their having been out with their parents at night. So they didn't get their homework done. They had closed study hour. So my teaching experience was good in that respect, but I also got to associate with children of all ages. I wasn't just with high school children. I lived in the dorm with the small children, the little bitty ones. So I think I was prepared to teach when I finished. I didn't feel frightened at doing it. So, see, I had gained some confidence in myself.
What other things have you done since then?
Since the teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Got married. And moved from Wilson County out to Indiana. My first job out there was with the telephone company in Indiana, and I was a service representative. And I had a certain number of accounts. The telephone company had never done anything like that. Mm-hmm. But you were there working with people, too. You were doing it all on the phone. That was interesting. And then we started a family, and I wasn't working. But as one of them got a little older, I did work. I didn't like, this is the only teaching I didn't like. A lady wanted me to teach in her kindergarten, a private kindergarten. And I did that for about 4 months. And I did not enjoy that. I didn't like her particularly and her methods, and I didn't find that it was good for me to be doing that all day and then come home to my own children. And mm-hmm. So that was the only thing. And from there, I went with a marketing research company. And I started out doing interviewing. And then I ended up in the office training their workers and designing interviews and evaluating studies from market research studies and writing reports and that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then at age 42, I had another little baby.
Oh, my.
And I was going to go back to work immediately, but I never did. So that ended my working career.
Do you remember any other college experiences that kind of prepared you for life afterwards?
Dear, let me think. That's hard to pinpoint any one thing. I think, and I was talking about this morning too, we had a course, and they probably still do this here, but it was either at 7 or at 8 on Monday mornings, and Dr. Frank was called at current events. It was only just once a week. But I did learn to love to know what was going on in the world, read the newspapers, and check with the news, and that stuck with me because I can spend 2 hours at my table in the mornings. Now I don't have to get up and hurry with breakfast and that sort of stuff, so I thoroughly enjoy the paper and the crossword puzzle and all of that stuff, and I think he inspired a love for something other than North Carolina and Wilson County by his current events show. I still didn't develop a love for geography. I took geography courses, and those I couldn't bear. But the English courses, the literature and whatnot, I still read a lot. And I think part of my love of reading and all is associated with enjoying what I read while I was here. I'm trying to think of any one thing. Well, the cultural things, like we had entertainment. I think it was maybe just twice a year. We'd have a big band, and then we'd have a big speaker, or we had an opera singer once, and I had never ever been exposed to anything like that. And I told her the night of her concert, it must have been my senior year, but I got to go up on stage with a big bouquet of flowers for her at the end of her program. You felt kind of important being able to do that, but it was fun. So there were a lot of things that I had never been exposed to that the college did for me, and just the dorm life with the girls. I think anybody who goes to school and stays in an apartment, even with two or three girls, is missing out on a lot of the camaraderie that goes along with being a college student and being involved in the college activities. Even the theater productions. The guy who was the director of the Lost Colony down at Manio, I don't know that you're familiar with that now. Well, Clifton Britton was one of my very dear friends. He came here as a freshman the same year I did. And I had too much of a southern accent then, they said, to be in any of the plays. I dragged out my conversations too much. But I was on the technical committee, and I got to do the coconuts for the horses, because we did the world premiere of Ramona that year. And that was fun. I got to do a lot of things like that I would never, ever have been able to do if I hadn't gone to school. So I loved it, every minute of it.
Well, you know what, Doris? I think that's all I've got.
Okay.
But it was great listening to it.
I don't know that I've told you a whole lot. Can you think of anything?